What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Well, Kathy, here it is, November the 1st. So
yes.
Where did the year go?
Mm-hmm.
Can you find it somewhere?
Nope. It's almost time for Christmas, too. I can't believe that. Start worrying about that now.
I know.
Thanksgiving and what we're having for Thanksgiving and all that.
So I am Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore. And here we are in November. And it's just been a good year, but it's hard to believe that how fast time does go by, Kathy, isn't it? It's just like, wow. Mm-hmm. It's been a kind of a crazy year this year. Of course, you know, the big ticket item is coming up. That's coming Tuesday is the election.
Yes, go out and vote. Please
go out and vote. We believe in the right to express yourself to vote. And, you know, we are a free country and people are entitled to their opinions. So we keep it that way and we stand by that. And, you know, our insurance agency is what I call apolitical, which means we have no opinion either way when it comes to insurance. We sell insurance. We don't sell politics.
Mm-hmm.
So, however,
we do have our own opinions.
we do our opinions. Like everybody is entitled to their opinions. And there are some issues that are political issues that do affect insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy, my prediction has come true. At least it's starting to come true. I predicted that the insurance market is so bad, the insurance environment is so bad in the state of Georgia that companies will be leaving the state.
And they are.
So just this week, I found out, maybe I was a little bit late coming to the game, but my grandfather in Atlanta, Georgia, who started his agency back in 1946, one of his very first companies that he represented was Central Mutual. I knew a lot of people at Central Mutual. They were great people, long-standing relationship, been doing business with them for a long, long time. They have pulled out their personal lines products out of the state of Georgia.
Yep.
So that means home, auto, umbrella, boat, that they have left the state.
Mm-hmm.
And so my cousin in Atlanta, who is a third-generation insurance agent, or actually we could almost say it's a fourth generation because mm-hmm. I had a great-grandfather did insurance, but it wasn't the same agency that my grandfather had. Central Mutual's left the state, and
we'll probably see others will follow.
It's a concern.
It's a very big concern.
Why is that? Why can they not make money in Georgia? Why are they making money in other states? Why is the insurance environment in other states conducive to be able to have a healthy insurance market? In Georgia, it's got the worst legal environment in the country. What dictates that? Well, it does go back to a political issue.
It does.
And we have, you know, Senator Gooch is leading the charge trying to get a common sense tort reform implemented in the state of Georgia. In order to have insurance carriers here that are going to stay in the state, we're going to have some kind of reform going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is a lot of the senators, what they do is they are attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to vote. And they may tell you they're going to vote a certain way, but they're not going to vote against their own self-interest. And they may you know, justify it like, well, you know, we got to have an open environment for, you know, litigation or whatever. But it's excessive. And somebody might say, well, you're an insurance agent. You're just whining because you're losing money. But that's not the case. We are upset because we're seeing huge rate increases.
Yes.
They're way out of proportion. We're having to take a lot of heat from the customers because they look at us as the reason why this is happening, even though we have no control over it.
Yeah.
And also, we're seeing less and less options every day. Options are being stripped out of this state because the insurance environment is so bad, and it has to do with the legal environment in the state of Georgia. Now, I follow this, you know, I won't say that I'm just looking at it every single day, but what we're seeing is, you know, very large judgments that are just not in line, and
they're excessive.
And I'm not trying to sit here and just say that, you know, that if you're in an accident you shouldn't be entitled to compensation, but we're having situations that are pretty egregious, particularly like the one, there was a claim, I believe it was CVS down in Atlanta, where, you know, some kind of illegal activity has gone south,
And their parking lot.
In their parking lot.
And they had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, and somehow, well, they came back and said that the lighting wasn't adequate. There wasn't a security guard. There wasn't this, this, and this. And CVS got tagged for that claim. Mm-hmm. And I do believe when we spoke with Johnny Chastain, our representative here, that he said they had made some strides about at least they've limited, you can't be responsible for illegal activities in your own parking lot. But that's been a real big problem in the state of Georgia is the premises liability. Mm-hmm. And also we're seeing what we call nuclear verdicts over $10 million that are happening very frequently. And we're seeing the insurance market is just really starting to contract. And it's also not only if a carrier does stay in Georgia, they're starting to strip out coverages you may need, like perhaps assault and battery. They're putting mm-hmm. exclusions on all policies. So how is a business owner going to stay in business when now they can't get the insurance coverage they need, and they're just one lawsuit away from going out of business?
Right.
And so this is a political issue. And hopefully that we'll see some sort of tort reform in the state. We've talked about it numerous times. Florida has already implemented their tort reform. But you're going to continue to see rates go up. Kathy, I mean, I'm getting memos every mm-hmm. all the time. We're taking a 20% rate increase.
Right.
Well, wait a minute. You took a 20% rate increase earlier in my year. So, right. I mean, we're seeing, I mean, this is unprecedented as far as I'm right. concerned. We're seeing all type of problems. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's a huge issue in Georgia. Thankfully, you know, we have offices in North Carolina and we write other states, but this has become a huge issue for us having to deal with customers. Customers are mad and upset. There's nothing we can do. You guys have it in your hands to vote and talk to your representatives and make sure that they know that this is a concern. Talk to the Department of Insurance about this as well. We can't control what they're doing. We just live with whatever they decide and how it's going to work. But I do feel like people need to be informed on who to be talking or getting upset with is not your independent insurance agent or your regular agent and your carrier that you have. It is talking to your representatives, talking to, getting involved, talking to people that will can actually make these decisions and let them know that we have to get tort reform in place in Georgia. The other thing is people think, well, if they do tort reform, then it's going to take all of our problems away. That's not going to really do that. It's basically going to hopefully stop where the rates are. I don't think it'll make them better. It'll stop where it is now and hopefully contain it and have some type of handle on it. But right now, I don't see that happening anytime soon.
It could slow down the acceleration of rates.
It's not going to make them tons better, which we'll be left with what we have, and that's going to be a problem.
So what else? We have a terrible legal environment. We have the worst. It's been voted the number one worst legal environment in the country. So, yes.
Be careful when you're driving in Georgia. Or are you driving or having any type of business or where you live there? Because if something happens, you know, their accidents happen, they're going to go after you. They're going to have these huge, big settlements.
They can't wait. And a lot of times they're out of state attorneys. They're not the yes. local attorneys here. They're coming from a different state.
Yes.
And they're coming at you. And they've got, you know, very sophisticated. The problem is we just don't have the money. Mm-hmm. Our insurance industry does not have the lobbying ability that the attorneys do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it comes down to dollars. I mean, you're seeing all the ads that are out there, all the billboards, all that space is being eaten up by, you know, trial attorneys, and they've got a huge amount of resources behind them. And, you know, our local, or I guess our, you know, independent insurance agents of Georgia, we have John Barber is a lobbyist that we have kind of acquaintance of ours, and he goes down there to the Capitol building and he's trying to push trying to get some kind of common sense tort reform in the state of Georgia. But this is a political issue.
Yes.
And like I said, as much as we don't want to get involved in politics, like it or not, this is what is driving the insurance industry's rates going so high. And then you have also inflation.
Mm-hmm.
When do we see inflation start? Well, in my simple mind, I believe, you know, not being an economist, that the first time things started to really get out of hand is when the price of energy went up, mm-hmm. when you had gas prices going up. And that affects everything from a loaf of bread to insurance policy, mm-hmm. because you've got to pay repair costs for vehicles that are damaged. And all, you know, things are going up, up, and up. And the inflation in the insurance industry's premiums is way, would have to be way more than what we would see on just maybe a gallon of milk or a loaf of bread. It's very, very excessive. So we'll come back to more, or come back at more after the break and talk some more about where we may be headed. I don't know, but we are concerned about the insurance industry in the state of Georgia. And we'll be back to talk more about this after the break. My name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy, and we're on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we would like to let you know where we are located. More Insurance Services, Inc. has three locations, located two in Georgia and one in North Carolina. The offices that we have in Georgia are located at right across the street from Home Depot. It's there in Blairsville, Georgia, and next to the post office. Come by and see us there in Blairsville for your insurance needs. And then our second location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hiwassee. It's at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. It's right next to the hospital in the red brick building called Town Trace. Come by and see us there. And then our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina at 157 Highway 64 West, or right next to United Community Bank. That's our main hub, so come by and see us there as well. Then we have another location in Murphy, North Carolina, which is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. It's also on Highway 64, right past So's Goods Restaurant and Arby's there. Come by and see us there in Murphy for your insurance needs as well. And lastly, our last location is called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of More Insurance Services, Inc. as well. And it's located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. We're between United Community Bank and Burger King, right there on the main drag. So come by and see us there as well. You also can check out all of our podcast radio shows on our website at www.more-insurance.com in case you've missed one or like to hear the show again. You can also check on our website. You can also request a quote as well as pay a payment if you need to. So go by there and on our website and check it out. Plus, you also can like us on Facebook. So please come by and see us or check us out online so we can get you a quote to help you with your insurance needs.
And people definitely need help.
Yes.
So we just talked about before the break about the environment in Georgia is just a mess. And, you know, that we have an election coming up and we're hoping that the powers that be are going to consider having some, you know, new rules in Georgia when it comes to lawsuits, which is tort reform. Mm-hmm. And it's badly needed because we are the number one worst state environment for litigation in the country. And, you know, North Carolina is not the same as we experience in Georgia. So what can we do? I mean, rates are going up. You know, I think it derives from, the insurance environment, which does involve in politics and, you know, what's allowable in the state of Georgia. Also, we're having, you know, inflation is causing auto parts to go up, labor costs are going up, everything's going up drastically. So what can we do as an agency to try to alleviate some of this? I mean, it's such a tough thing to do, but there are ways to get discounts. And so Kathy and I are trying to be proactive about trying to contact our customers on the renewal. And we are a proponent, or I'm a proponent, of having your home and auto with the same insurance company. You have a less chance of having your insurance canceled if you have the same carrier for both your home and auto. Plus, and also you're getting a discount of about 10% on both.
Plus, if you have your insurance with the same carrier, if there is a claim, they're not pointing fingers about who's responsible. So that's always helpful when there is actually a loss.
That's right. So maybe, you know, the only thing I can really think of in that regard, what happens when your dog, somebody puts their hand in your car and a dog bites them? Is that going to be an auto claim or a homeowner's claim? Mm-hmm. I think it would be a homeowner's claim, but what if the insurance company says no? Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good one way to get a discount. Another thing in this market, you might want to consider raising your deductible.
Yes.
We've been doing that periodically with people. We had One this week, we had a $1,000 deductible, and we were able to raise the deductible to $2,500. Now, of course, if there's a claim, you've got to come out with $1,500 out of your pocket, but it was going to save enough money to where it made sense. And perhaps you don't want to turn in a smaller claim because you can lose what's called a claims three discount with some companies. Mm-hmm. So that's the way you can try to save money. We have one carrier that we do a lot of business with, which is Auto Owners. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our clientele around here is typically, you know, we do a lot of retirees, and Auto Owners loves to write the what they call the mature, you know, retiree type of business. They have a product that's an annuity that gets you, if you put $2,000 into an annuity, it will save you 5%. You get a 5% discount on your home and auto. So if you're paying, you know, $10,000 for your home and auto insurance, which is not uncommon these days, you know, that's a $500 savings that you would get over every year. Plus, the annuity is going to pay you a rate of return. So that could be a way to save money. Mm-hmm. It's just a really tough market. I just don't think you should be cutting out your coverages to save money. I mean, maybe some people, they just feel like they have to do that, but that's a short-term solution that you might get away with until you have an accident. And we're talking about, you know, the cost of, you know, I guess legal cost is going up as well. But when you have a higher limit of liability, they're going to provide an attorney for you, and that is provided defense costs is provided all the way until they've paid out your limit.
So I just bringing that into that, we are independent insurance agencies. We have five of them. We do offer insurance with numerous carriers, and a lot of places like an exclusive only have one option for you. We have several options. So with, you know, if you're in a situation where you're being non-renewed or the carrier that you're with is moving, you know, pulling out of the state, please contact us. We'd love to help you and try to help you. But the problem is if like this one carrier has pulled out, there's other carriers that are still in the state, but they've stopped actually writing new business, or, you know, there's different things that are happening. So just keep that in mind as things progress with this situation. If you're can come to an independent insurance agent where we have numerous options for you, and love to help you because it's going to be a situation that we're foreseeing happening, and we want to make sure that you're protected and you have options.
That's exactly right. And, you know, my family, it's happened back in the 80s before we lost one of the carriers that's pulled out of the state, and now we've got another one pulling out of the state of Georgia, and all those customers are losing their coverages, and mm-hmm. finding an alternative might be a hard thing to do.
It might be a big
problem.
Well,
we have one carrier that just, like, we'll send them a really good piece of business, and they're just saying no. Like,
it's Georgia right now.
And it has to do because it's in Georgia, I think.
Yeah, it's in Georgia. A big thing they've been saying lately, too, is if there's any tree overhangs, a lot of the carriers, what they're doing is they're underwriting. They're doing those Google Maps, or they're taking, you know, the pictures that they can get online. And if they see any type of tree overhang or any type of bushes or anything next to your house that are overgrown, they're just saying, oh, nope, even though it might be a really good risk, might be brand new construction, if there's any type of trees. And I think it's because of, you know, with the last hurricane coming through, a lot of the companies got a lot of claims because of trees being wind and trees on people's houses or on us. Other structures. So keep that in mind as well, that, you know, you have to keep maintaining your property because they're getting very, very particular right now, and even writing any new construction or new business.
They're too picky.
They're getting too
picky. They're turning down good accounts, and
yes.
It's very unfortunate. I do want to have another show, not today, but I want to have a show on roofs, because that's been another issue that we're seeing a whole lot mm-hmm. is, you know, wind, hail, and roofs. And that will be another show for another time. But that's definitely, like Kathy was referencing, that they're looking at pretty hard at, you know, even though we live in the mountains, I mean, that's to be expected that we have trees here. We're not in, you know, South Georgia. We have lots of.
Well, they got hit really hard in Augusta with all the trees. And mm-hmm. we had some different carriers come in this week. Our reps come in periodically, quarterly, and they were telling us where they got hit with the last in Asheville or Augusta, or, you know, different places. So we do, we're aware of claims and situations, and we hear about them. So keep that in mind, that the companies have to be profitable. And that's the big thing too, is to be able to pay all the claims. So
yeah, it's a for-profit business, and they're here to hopefully provide a good service, but also they've got to be, you know, can't just lose money or they're going to pull out. So here we are. The insurance industry is a mess. With elections coming up, we pray everybody will vote. Kathy and I have already voted. So go out there and exercise your right to vote. And, you know, if you don't vote, you can't complain if you're not in the game, right?
Exactly.
So go vote. This is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy, and we are on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.